Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The small business advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Janice Kephart back on the show. She's a founder and a manager. And the managing director of Identity Strategy Partners. She's the recipient of the 2015 Women in Biometrics Award. She was a former 9/11 Commission Council member. She's involved in a number of things, and she's spoken before the United Nations Security Council on terror travel. She's got more credentials that I don't have time to tell you about, but just take my word for it. She's our good friend, Janice Kephart. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim.
Good to have you back. And weapons of mass destruction, too, right? You were involved in that, weren't you?
Not so much weapons of mass destruction.
What am I thinking about? What were you doing with it?
Border security.
Border security, that's what it was.
A lot on border security.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
So Janice, last week there was a Homeland Security Week event in Washington, D.C., and you attended. You were one of a couple hundred folks who attended. Tell us what happened there.
Yeah, so there is a Homeland Security Week. It was its 12th annual. And if folks want to take a look at the agenda, they can go to HomelandSecurityWeek.com and take a look. Very high-level government folks from across the Homeland Security spectrum, from FEMA, TSA, all the Customs and Border Protection folks, the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security Science and Technology Directorate, and the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, who was delayed because he was in with the President, but he was wonderful, and Director of Intelligence for the Department of Homeland Security. So really the entire spectrum of Homeland Security government professionals brought together with the small business technology companies and the large business technology companies that support the Homeland Security spectrum. And it was fascinating because I got to hear about all the new technologies and that weave into policy and government structure and what they're doing, a lot of the new things that are happening to help make government better and more agile and be able to respond to threats better.
I want you to give us a report on those new innovations in the next segment. But in the meantime, in this segment, how do you think, when you heard the Homeland Security people, when you heard them talk about how we were doing it, how did you feel? Did they make you feel like were they just placating us? Are they whistling past the river? Do you feel like they actually know what they're doing? Do you feel like as safe as we can be, we are?
I feel like at this point there's been a true convergence. You know, I've been working on these issues since before 9/11, where there was a huge separation between technology and policy and government action. And I've seen a huge change in government, at least in the Homeland Security arena, where really they're trying very hard to bring innovations into government as fast as possible with new procurement procedures. They even have a new Silicon Valley Innovation Lab for small businesses, for folks who normally would not engage with the government because it's too hard. $800,000 for up to 3 to 6 months to test out your product in an operational environment with the Department of Homeland Security. So there's that aspect of it, of really trying to move quicker. And there's a lot of really dedicated people who are willing to work more closely in a private-public partnership type of way to bring technologies into the government. And it's a much different, much less bureaucratic way of thinking. And they have a lot of really good people who are working extremely hard to protect
You feel like the Trump administration has improved that part of it and improved the innovative thinking, the entrepreneurial thinking over the last administration? Have you seen that? I think so.
Yes. Yes, because there's a infusion of. I think there's. They feel like they're buoyed from the top in terms of going after the entrepreneurs in a different way.
Yeah.
And there is, and there's a supportive technology that I haven't seen before. From what I do, which is identity technologies, all the way through to the testing of prototypes. For example, over the weekend, you probably heard Customs and Border Protection has 5 different walls up that are set up as prototypes on outside of San Diego.
Right, right.
And they're going to start testing them. We've got.
But back as we go to a break here, you're generally we've had the new Homeland Security regime in now for less than a year. Are you happy with the people we have there and how they're behaving and what they're saying?
They need a little more. They need more than they have right now, but they're trying.
More at the top or more people in the middle?
At the top, they're missing some leadership positions.
Yeah. Okay. That's good reporting. Janice Kephart, please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.